Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, the long-running Section 59 inquiry into allegations of racial discrimination by South Africa's medical schemes has concluded, and its final report confirms what many suspected, that black healthcare providers are disproportionately targeted in fraud and billing investigations. But the Board of Healthcare Funders, which represents the country's biggest medical schemes, has come out swinging. It's called the findings flawed and unsound, as well as dangerous. Those are strong words. And it's also warned that they could open the floodgates to unchecked fraud and corruption. So let's make some sense of this very contentious issue. I'm in conversation with Dr. Katlego Motudi, who's the managing director of the BHF, and let him respond directly and maybe explain why they are rejecting the report's conclusions. So, Dr. Motudi, a very warm welcome to you. And let me start simply. If the panel found clear patterns of racial disparity, why not treat it as a red flag worth deeper reflection instead of outright rejection, as I understand it?
Good evening, Jeremy, and thanks for having us. The reason why we're not considering it as an opportunity to reflect is because we've already done that. The past 5 years, following even the release of the interim report, we had to confront this issue where the interim finding suggested that there's deliberate racial profiling of practitioners, which we find fault with. We do understand that the results show a clear racial bias, but there's no deliberate part of it from the schemes or the administrators that were looked at. We were at pains to explain to Dr. Kimi, who did the analysis, to say that you could explain why there were such findings when you look at the demographics of the schemes that were looked at, as well as the profiles of the medical aid industry. What we have reflected on and have actually said it in other instances is that already 67% of those people who are registered on schemes are from previously disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. One of the schemes, I think it's GEMS, has got more than 80% black beneficiaries, which by extension would lend them to see mostly black practitioners. So when you take any sample, you would invariably find some sort of a racial bias, but it does not mean that there is racial profiling.
The panel says, again, if I think I've got this right, that black providers are twice as likely to be flagged. You say it's more like 1.28 times once adjusted. But isn't any disproportionality concerning?
It is concerning depending on how you look at it. And as I've just explained, if you are going to, for example, sample in a particular area and you don't consider the demographics of that area and you draw inferences that suggest that there is deliberate profiling, you'll come to such a conclusion. And that's what we try to impress upon the panel, to say that there is no deliberate attempt on the part of the schemes to actually do that. And that is what was ignored.
So, Dr. Motudi, what is your next move then as the Board of Healthcare Funders?
So, we did find some useful comments. If you listen to the briefing, Advocate Nkaitobi spoke of two areas, one from a process perspective or administrative perspective, and the other one involved the racial components. From a process perspective, he did identify that there were gaps, largely from an oversight perspective, in that Section 59(3) specifically does not have regulations which actually empower schemes to put into place the necessary administrative processes. We have, however, in the interim, following the release of the interim report, already from us as an association, started looking at those areas that we can strengthen. There were things, for example, from an administrative perspective, how long the prescription period should be, the processes for identifying the outliers, etc. And many of the administrators have actually started strengthening that. We have also looked at strengthening our code of conduct to make sure that we are not found wanting in terms of how practitioners are treated. There were instances of where some schemes were thought to be intimidating in their approach, and we have started addressing those areas.
Can you categorically state that there is zero racial bias, systemic or unconscious, within this sector?
The report says there is racial bias, and we say, when you look at the data, yes, we can categorically say that there is no profiling or any deliberate measure from the schemes in that regard. What I didn't mention as well, Jeremy, is that the systems see practice numbers which have got no racial identifier. One of the issues that we took fault with was that even in the identification of the practitioners, they use surnames because we do not classify them according to race. And that in itself, from a statistical point of view, already showed some flaws in the process.
So just finally then, how do you respond to claims that your focus on fraud has created a culture of fear among smaller, particularly black-owned healthcare practices? Is that a fair observation?
I don't think it's a fair problem because it is one-sided. Here are the facts. The industry loses about 30 billion rand a year to fraud, waste and abuse. And it would be irresponsible for schemes to fold their arms and not do anything. While the number of practitioners that are clearly fraudulent are deemed to be a small component, these are members' monies that have to be looked after. And the schemes cannot not do anything.
I do appreciate your time. That's Dr. Katlego Moturi, who's Managing Director of the BHF, the Board of Healthcare Funders. Thank you indeed.
Ha Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.